A reading from Luke chapter 18. Now they were bringing even infants to him that he might touch them. And when the disciples saw it, they rebuked them. But Jesus called them to him, saying, "Let the children come to me, and do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it." This is the word of the Lord.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
As Jesus draws near to Jerusalem, he tells the story of a persistent widow, a Pharisee and a tax collector, and a rich ruler. And hanging over them all is Jesus' question at the beginning of Luke 18. When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? The answer, of course, is yes. He will find faith in the persistent widow and the tax collector, but not in the Pharisee or in the rich ruler. And he will find faith in the children, the young children, in the infants, in the unborn. He will find faith in them, for they have entered into the kingdom. It's all about entering into the kingdom, and it's all about who will enter the kingdom, that the kingdom is for children. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a child will not enter it. Like a child, like John the Baptizer in his mother's womb, unborn, leaping in the presence of his Savior, who is in the womb of his mother, Mary. Same word used for John as for the infants brought to Jesus to be touched by him just before he enters Jerusalem. Unborn children, suffer the unborn children to come to me and forbid them not. The Jews at the time of Jesus brought infants to rabbis or scribes like Jesus for a blessing on the annual Day of Atonement, in the evening before the sacrifice was made, before the blood was poured out on the altar in the Holy of Holies, and then on the people for the forgiveness of sins. A way for infants to enter the kingdom by entering God's presence in the temple for a blessing. The kind of blessing that comes from touching Jesus. To touch him is to enter the kingdom. The disciples had yet to comprehend just how the kingdom comes through Jesus' flesh, and how all are welcome to come to him and to touch him. So infants were brought to rabbis on the Day of Atonement, the Day of Blood, to receive a blessing. Blood anticipating the blood of Calvary that released all of creation from its bondage. Blood anticipating the New Testament in his blood poured out in a cup for the release of sins. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a child will not enter it. Jesus rebukes the disciples for preventing infants from coming to him to touch him, to touch his flesh. His own disciples, by preventing infants from entering the kingdom are like the Pharisees, whom Jesus gave this scathing rebuke. Woe to you lawyers, because you took away the key of knowledge. You did not enter yourselves, and you prevented those who were entering. By preventing little children from coming to Jesus, who is the key of knowledge, the disciples do not see how the kingdom is for children, that the kingdom is entered only by childlike humility and faith given by God, the most radical epiphany of grace, radical grace by which he brings all people into the kingdom. The worst charge that can be leveled against a disciple is that he has prevented someone from entering the kingdom. Is it a coincidence that the same word for preventing someone from entering the kingdom is used in Acts of the Ethiopian eunuch who says to Philip after coming upon water, "See, here is water. What is to prevent my being baptized?" Or Peter's question about the Gentile Cornelius and his household, "Can anyone forbid water for baptizing these people who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have?" Like tax collectors, sinners, and infants, the Ethiopian eunuch and Cornelius's household seem to be the least likely to qualify for entrance into the kingdom. Release the little children, the eunuchs, the Gentiles, the persistent widows, the tax collectors. Release them to come to me and stop preventing them. For as such is the kingdom of God, says Jesus. When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? The kingdom of God is for children, for there is the key of knowledge. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Amen.